Gemara's Machlokes, Nachman, Rada Rava, Mishnah says, Rav Echad Baiv, is Dafka, the Yuchid, Shem Simon, and Ma'ed Peshet, Zivin, Rayas. First, we try to bring one raya. The Brayas talks about Shmutas Gageras. It's mashma you needed to shech. Veshet. Whereas Daicha, no, but that's just more shchia. Toshima. Shachat Shnechat Say Simonim, Baif, Sula. And Zarchoim and Behaim. Vidaimir Baif Ajishka de Savashet de Savridin. You should invest in some of the reading. That's right, Shnechat Say Simonim, Possel, Chamoid Layavid Midi, Dami. The Zil Hachalakashira, the Zil Hachalakashira. And what did Buddha say? Baif. And so called Behema. Was there, you didn't even shecht. You have to shecht Tusamanim. You need to write Tusamanim, it's Pashur. If you know, but if you have to shecht the Veshet, the Veshet have written. The Buddha Shid, you have to shecht the written. It says over the Veshet. Why the Veshet? As Rashi, but if you slay Kuli Kechot, Tzarek Shehetzi Dama B'Shchita B'Shchita Yafa, Tzarek Shehetzi Dama B'Shchita Yafa, Achyishchayt, Tanakamale Polagel Avridin. Smash, we need a Veshet. Zariah, Terad, Barab. Whereas, no, Mishim the Veshet, Samachle, Vidin, Nakale, Mi, what in Lakana? A Veshet, have a Ben Kanan Mafrekes, Samachle, Vidin. Therefore, we're talking about Vidin, we talk about the Veshet, just on a practical level. Mishachin the Vidin makes sense to Shach the Veshet, which is next to the Vidin. So this interesting question that I saw in the Tveres Yaakov. So Tveres Yaakov has a question. Why is the Gemara bring a raya from the Sefer? Yeah. We arrive in the Sefer to Rada Barava. One being arrived in the Reisha to Rav Nachman. Huh? You hear the comment? He's a bit fine place. Wait. Before you say Rashi, what is the question? What would the Raya be from the Reisha to Rav Nachman? Before we give an answer, let's have a question. There's nothing as irrelevant as a question without an answer without a question. What? What? Again, what theoretically, where's the raya from the Reisha, a raya to the Nachman? They can do either one. What?
It says if you do half of both of them,
half of each one.
Either one.
That's what
you
meant? Now he's saying good. Pasha. It says to do half of each one is no good. Vice dies. Then more than half of each one is good. Yeah? Half of each one is no good. With anything more than half of each one is good. That means either even if it was the kana. They did right.
Half of both
is no good. Yeah? Yes. But if you do more than half of both.
Both.
In a bad
second. No. No. Only half. No. Half of each one is no good.
But if you do more than half of each one,
Of each one.
This is no good. Anything more than this is good. Anything more than this is good. As a fact, it's very Yankiv. Yeah?
Can you explain that one more time? I didn't really get
no problem. The Brisa says.
The question.
I'm saying the question. Okay. The Brisa says, you shechted half of each one, it's no good.
Yeah.
Rashi says, Zilhocha, you don't have a share. Zilhocha, you don't have a share. Yeah? Zoknach, it's mashma. But if you shechted more than half of each one, meaning if you did more than just half of each one, I knew one of them you did
right.
So then, like Rashi, what does Rashi say? Zilhocha, you don't have Zilhocha, you don't have. But if it's Zilhocha you do have, you don't need Zilhocha you have. As long as Zilhocha in one of them you have right, it's okay. It was, half of each is no good. But more than half of each, the Hainu, in one of them you do right, it's okay. It's not Machal to Kanda Veshet. It's Mashim Bein to Kanda Veshet. You bring me a right from Yehuda, he says the Veshet. The Reish said, you do half of each one, it's no good. But if you do more than half of one of them, it's good. Does it say which one? No, it's Mashim even the Kanda. As they phrase it, Tveres Yankee, Gvalka Kasha. Yeah? Shana Kasha, no? No, it's nice Kasha. Pshat. What? It's Mashma, even if you do Roy Verkana, it's okay. So what are you telling me? What are you strashing me? Ooh, that's a good word.
Strash.
What are you strashing me from the Sefer? Yeah? What are you strashing me from the Sefer? You bring a right to Rather Rabba, the Reisha, to Tanakam, you have a right to what's the name? To Nachman. So because it is, Tres Yankiv wants me to Gaval Gechidish. Okay? Gaval Gechidish. Yeah? Gaval Gechidish. He wants to say that even according to Ravada Barava, if you shech the Roiv of the Kana and Chatzi of the Veshet, that's good.
What? Chatzi of the Veshet wouldn't matter.
According to Adar Rabbah, you need the Veshet. Adar Rabbah. You need the Veshet. Yes? But if you do Roiv of the Kana and Chatzi of the Veshet, it's okay. Just Chatzi? Well, you want 30% you want to know?
Yeah.
My stomach can't say it's Dr. Chatzi. Say it. See what he says? Ah, but Meshach Kana Sholem. The Chetzi Veshem might rather have the Kasher. The Kapanim Choshev Shchita Kana Kuloi Lahashlem Mashu Achas. He says Mashu. Mashu Achas of a Veshet. Kim the Gam Veshet. Shachi is Tali Boy. Shachet Chetzi. Rashi have a Kana Shap in Betar Shchita. Kul rather Baraba. Yeah. So Meila. That's why he's no right from the Reisha. Because in the Reisha, if you shechted Roiv the Kana. And Chatzin Veshet will be okay. And he's Medamit to the Gemara Len. I assume Len saw the Gemara down to the bottom at least. So what does it say? The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from Liko. What did the Gemara answer? May have Allah. Can we have to see the Gemara? Inside. May have Allah. To the Kamrit. Dilma Shani Hosn. Niko. Shedra. Umafrekis. The Gemara has a svar to say that maybe in the case of Maliko, we shechted. He did Malik on the Shedra and Mefrekes, and then even if you did the Kana, it's okay, right? You don't need the Veshet, right? So you see in the Gemara, and it's the Shaila in the Gemara, and the Shaila, we'll see what happens, yeah? That's by Malika. What happens by Shechita if you do that? Shirvat the Barak. Yeah? You Shech the Kana. And Mefrekes and the Roiv Bas and Mefrekes and the Shidra Mefrekes. Not by Maliki. You saw the Gemara, you didn't see the Gemara, Moshe.
No, okay. The paper said I wanted to go.
What? So what did it say? The
paper said I wanted to go to Archetzi Park, whatever.
And then it went, then it said to go to Bays, no?
I didn't get that far.
That wasn't even in the paper?
It was at the end of the paper.
Uh-huh. It said, no time, it's Chas Hashem, it's all good. Now, Agapanim, again, forget about the Gemara does have a tzad to say, okay? That even according to Rav the Rab, you need the Veshet if you did by Malika, okay? Without knowing Gemara, just telling you, trust me. Don't trust, but trust me. If you do Malika on the Mafrekas and the Shedra and the Kana, even though normally you need the Veshed, because the Rav Chiya is coming out of the Veshed, here you could make a kombina over here. You could substitute with the Kana together with other stuff to work it out. Says, what?
Why that's not
the Shechita? We're talking about Malika.
Okay, but that's not, that's the way you're...
One second.
Yeah,
Rebasa. I said, we'll see, when we get to the Gemara, we'll discuss what's the din of Shechita. The Shalom and Shoinim, we'll see about that. Okay? The discussion, when we get there, what's the din of Shechita, if you do Mefrekes and the Shidra and the Kana. Okay? Fear about the Ra. But, when you neinu, something very yankin, that can zayin by us, it's better. You want to say that us is better than the Gemara. Okay? Because by us, you're doing the Kana. And the Kana is subject to Shechita. The Kana is one of the Simanim. Okay? So if you shechted the Kana, which is a Simon, yeah, you shechted a Simon, plus half the Veshet, that's enough, even if you're out of the Marab. That's what he wants in Mechadish, based on his Kasha, which is a very nice kasha. The chiddush is huge chiddush, but it's not crazy chiddush because batzim, it's gebayt on the gemara on the bottom that not mukhaf in the gemara on the bottom, but at least he has a basis on the gemara on the bottom. Half vesh does take a chiz, makes a treifa, right? The kuvah is a vesh, it's a treifa. According to some, it's even a nevela, right? According to Rashi, the kuvah is a vesh, it's a nevela. In the gemara, still to Rashi, I forgot to ask the kasha. This is the Rashi Yostai. Rashi says, Veshet, Mukhshib Simonim. Yeah, the Veneka Mashu Mitrafa, Rashi says. I Rashi on Daf Mamad Beis and Beis says that Kuz Veshet is in the Vela. We discussed that Barichos when we learned the Sugya of Liban Sakin. And the terrors that we said over there is not going to help us over there. The terror we said over there was that there's a difference if it's in the Shechita or not in the Shechita. If it's in the Shechita, it's in the Veil. If it's not in the Shechita, it's a Treifa. And here we're talking about in the Shechita, Kitzur. Lo Mashana. But the point is, okay, that's the Rashi. But anyway, the Veshet, yeah, Mordechai is going to the Veshet. So you need to have the Veshet. Go back to your question. You need to have the Veshet. The Veshet is, even the Kuvah's Veshet is in the Veil of Treifa, right? So you do have the Veshet, that's something significant. Elamai, you didn't do Roiva the Veshet? No, so to Yankiv, to Mashum, that little bit, for that you do the Shechita right in the corner, or you Mashum that. Right? And how can you start making Kabinos over here? So he says, if you think you see the more on the bottom, then it's Shai, Achim, for Rav Rava, to pull, you know, Ksat, Naksaz, a bissel over here, a bissel over there.
Here it is talking about Shechita.
Correct. I understand that. I know that. I understand that. But here, we're talking about shechting a kana, and we already, and he speaks to that also. We already established, yes, that even if you're out of the barava, the shechita of the kana has the same shechita. Because if it didn't, then you'd have to pull out the veshet and chant. And all the achrayim say, yeah, all come out all the achrayim except the base may. All the achrayim say that what, that even if you're out of the barava, shechting of the kana has the same shechita. And that's why, if you do a normal shechita, you go through the kana, then you go through the veshet, we're not going to say, oh, it's not part of the shechita, male to treifa. We say it is part of the shechita. So I mean, the kana is part of the shechita, il virad maraba. If it's part of the shechita, zok, the feres yankiv, the male can zayn, that if you do roiv of the kana and have the veshet, that's enough. The male is more can't be a raya from the reisha, not like ravad maraba.
Said
Gerger is
something else helps
the Shechita, maybe only helps the Malika. Yeah, first of all, I told you that the Summer Shainim is Mahur, yes. Second of all, even if not, but you see from there that it's Shaykh a concept, but the Gemara is assuming that we're Madama, Malika, the Shechita, Lagabe, you need the Veshet. So we see that even though you need the Veshet, and you don't have the Veshet, you can mitzarif other things over here, yeah? Okay, so once we see the concept, you could mitznarif says the Tiferes Yankiv. So the mitznarif the kana is not so crazy to say that you shechted the whole rive of the kana that should be able to mitznarif the 50% of the veshet. Okay.
So it's two halves, arm and star.
Why should need Rav, you mean? Rav of the Kana? Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question. No, I was wondering about that. Once we're making kabinos, how do we know that punk the Rav is going to do it? Rav of the Kana with Chetzi Vesha? Okay.
So don't you cut with
Basar? That's a question. No, suppose that's what I mean.
Okay, so
I guess the bus doesn't take any enough here. So. I guess not. The Gemara said all the Gemara says about by when you cut the shedron, mefrekes, that we know that we saw that takes a lot of chiyas. Yeah, but does the bus are big deal? Bus by itself? No. You cut meat. Animals don't die because they've cut some meat. Yeah. Rashi says what? Which Rashi? Bloy Rai Basar?
Yeah.
That's only together with Mefrekas and Rai Basar is an event. Okay, Rosette. Let's go right there.
Sorry, the Chiddush of the first Yafka was exactly on that 50%. It has to be classy if it was like 49%.
That's the way he said it. Okay, theoretically, again, if I had my, you know, what's it called? Chiyas. Ometer, you know what I mean? It will tell me exactly how much chiyas goes out with the veshet, and then I can figure out put in all the cheshbonos and how much basa you need, and how much kana you need, and how much mefrekes you need. Okay, we'll work it out. But that's what the man said. He's coming to read the brayso, and his whole dig, you know, his dig in the brayso is only that. He can't, right? It says chetzi, okay? And the dig that you shecht the roiv the kana with the chetzi, that's enough. So that's why he goes, you know. The formula he has for the Gemara. Okay? Let's go by the advice. And again, the kasha is a very nice kasha. And Teres is a chiddush. But it's not crazy chiddush because you have such an idea in the Gemara later. Say, by the advice. Okay. Toshima. Shachat Chatzig Ageres. Bishah, this is an explosive Gemara over here. Shachat chatzig gageres. Bishah kadei shchita. Kadei shchita acheres. Shir shchita. V'gomra. Then you finished. Presume you finished the gageres. Shchita se ksheira. My lab ba'oif. U'may gomra gomla gageres. Loi b'mheim u'may gomra gomla shchita kula. Ad kan de breis. Says Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. Exceedingly important Rashi. Says Rashi, Mishah b'ksheira, Mishum d'chetzik ageres, lav aschal l'shchit dehi, sh'afil nikro chetziov, le'mitzva b'hachi. This is a very important Rashi. Rashi tells me that the chetzi kama, the mir kama of the kana, is not shchita b'hachi. Rashi says, Shechita hasn't started yet. Lav haschola shechiti. Lav haschola shechiti, Rashi says. It's a very important Rashi. Why is it so important? It's important to answer Kasha. That haray, we've had, and we will have, Shechita's Rashi on the Chlamet Beis, that Shoha b'miyat basra, when the Gemara said, the Gemara on the Chlamet Beis is mesuper. Shoha b'miyat simonim mal, Tekel. Yeah, so the Bimachal is showing him exactly what that means. As we'll see in the Rimagash today, other Pshatim, it's a big mess over there, exactly what's going on over there. Okay? Very difficult. But Rashi says very simply, we're talking about the Chatzi, the Miyad Basra of the Kana. Okay, in the Marashah is, do we say, Haray, you shechted Raiv of the Kana, Zel, you finished? Or no, the Miyad Basra, since you shechted Vaiter, is considered part of Shechita, and it'll be possible. Shia will pass on the Mir Basra of the Kana, the Gemara remains take, and Rashi will take a look on it. Right? So the Achrayinim are Medayik in that Rashi. Okay? Legabe, what exactly is the gather of the Basul of Shehiya? Is the Pshat in Shehiya that it breaks it up? The Yisoid of Shehiya is it breaks it up. So Meila, if you don't have one continuous Shechita, so Meila, if what you did till now, so Lamash, let's say you're doing Shia in the Veshet. Okay? You start shechting the Veshet, and then you do Shehiya. So now, if it's one long shechita, say it, wonderful. It's the fact that you made a whole nevesh, like Rashi said earlier, we've been saying the whole time, about if it's part of shechita, then it's not a problem of that you made a trefa. It's all part of shechita. That is what shechita is. Now, but if you break it up, okay, if you break it up, so then you have a vesha with a hole in it that's not connected to shechita. Okay, so that might be totally, yeah. What is the kuvas avesha nevelo treifa? Okay, if we say that she just breaks it up, then we have to be done. What do you have over here? You have two parts of a shechita. You have a hole which is not connected to the rest of the shechita. Okay, what is the din of that hole? Is that din of that hole treif and nevelo? Okay. So that's a tzad that just breaks it up. The tzad, what's up? The tzad, no, it's a psul. The five psul is shechita. Just like the rest of the psulim is a psul in the shechita. Trust is a psul in the shechita. Yeah? Chalav is a psul in the shechita. So Mela, Shehi is a psul. It's a psul in the shechita. It doesn't just break up two parts of the shechita. It's a psul in the shechita. Yeah? So the achrayim want to bring a raya. I believe the Neis Yankiv is the Mar the Shmaitz and this and the Kapanim. And the thing arrived from Rashi. When's the Rashi? Rashi Lam Bey says, Shabbat Mid Basra, we have a tzad to say that apostles. Right? If it just breaks it up, yeah? What does it do? It breaks it up. What was till now is separate, now is a new thing. Okay, so it breaks up, then goes, hey, Dal Malchi, the second half of the Shechita. Down Malchus, so you break it, two different things, yeah? Okay, so I have the first part of the Shechita. In other words, if you say it breaks it up, you can only break it up in an oifin that the first part by itself is problematic. If the first part by itself is problematic, and I separate it, yeah, from the second part, okay, so I'm left with the first part without a second part, it's a problem. But, by Shab and Miyad Basra of the Kana, Shab and Basra of the Kana, If you say that all Shehi does is break it up, okay, Gesundheit, hey, what do I have? I shechted right with the Kana, and now he's telling me what I'm shechting afterward is not connected to what I'm shechting now. Gesundheit, hey, I have a shechita, I have a kosher shechita, I shechted right with the Kana. Elamites, Muchach from Rashi, yeah, and the gather the psul of Shehi is that it's a psul like everything else. So Mela, Vivite, are you going to say that the Mid Basra of the Kana has a shame shechita? We discussed is it the pshat because chatchil you have to midrash, you have to shech the whole thing, or basically because ruba kakuloi and meila, it's always having that option that when I'm shechting the whole thing, it's all part of the shechita, yeah, because ruba kakuloi says that you really always having the whole thing, not just saying you don't rive is enough, you need the whole thing. So when I'm shechting the whole thing, I don't need Ruba Kula. I'm actually shechting the whole thing. It's all part of Shechita. But the point is, bottom line, outside that this, the Mir Basra of the Kana is part of the Shechita, says Shaykh, it's subject to Psule Shechita. If it's subject to Psule Shechita, and she is a Psul in Shechita, that's the title of the Gemara, why it should be a problem. But Gemara, Hamias, we have from Rashi, that what is the get the Psul Shia? Yeah? It's a psul. It's not just, it doesn't just break it up. Okay? We'll see in the Rimagash, after my eye in the well in the Rimagash to see what he holds. Okay? Now.
Didn't the say that's one of the psul ishchita? Hmm? Consider one of the psul
ishchita, no? If you do it, the ishchita is possible. Correct. But the question is why? What is the nature of the psul? Why is it possible? Is it possible because you broke it up? And that's why it's possible? Okay? Now, there's a kasha. If that's true, so what about Shav Miyad Kama? Shav Miyad Kama. It should also be possible. If you tell me it's a psul, yeah? If you tell me it just breaks it up, okay. So there, just like Chetzikon Pogam is not a problem, so I shechted a third of the comment, yeah? And now you're telling me and then I was Shah, and then I finished. So you're telling me, okay, we divorced the first part of Shechita and the second part of Shechita. Okay, so Zolzai is not one Shechita, Seder. But if I did, I caught part of the Kana, it's no worse. It's no worse than if it was Chatzi Kana Pagam. Shechting the first third of the Kana is no worse than Chatzi Kana Pagam. And Meila, even I'm going to break up, I'm going to separate the first part of Shechita with the second part of Shechita. Okay, so what? Well, what are we left with? You're left with, you have a third of the Kana was Shechted, and we'll call it, so it's Pogum. So the first 40 to 50% of the Kana has a hole in it. Okay, who cares? Who cares? Right? So therefore, if she breaks it up, it's possible that she has a Kana Pogum is not a problem. But if you hold that she is a pastless, then L'chaira, one could have asked, if she's a pastless, and that's why pastless be a basra, then pastless be a kama also. This is a big kasha. Yeah? The answer is, Rashi here is coming to answer that kasha. Rashi here is answering that kasha. How is Rashi answering that kasha? What? Rashi says it's not a shechita. Rashi says it's the shechita, lav haschal shechita. The mid kama, says Rashi, is not shechita. The mid kama of the kana is not shechita. It's not shechita. Because chatz kana pogam, yeah, works. It's not shechita. Okay? So maybe if it's not shechita, even if she is a psulin shechita, but it's not, the etzem cutting is not the aschal of the shechita. The shechita is when you go over the 51% mark. Yeah? We'll see later in the Digur Rashi what happens when you do that. Bakapanim is a kili, then you shech the whole thing or not. We'll see that in Rashi later. Bakapanim, but this that you start the shechita, that's not a shechita. Now, the haschala of the mid kam of the kana, yeah, is not considered shechita. And therefore, even if you say that she is a psul, it doesn't just break it up. It's a psul in the shechita. Say that the shechita didn't start yet.
Well, once we get to Rav, that's
the answer. I said once we get to Rav, we'll see about what happens. Okay, either we can say that the whole shechita is just cutting the rug. That's the shechita, or what? That's the pashas. As of right now, that's all I have to say. Okay. I mean, Rashi is, the beginning is not the Shechita. So where's the Shechita?
Right in the middle.
Okay, Zeo, Adkan. Okay? Adkan is all we need. For right now, that's all we need. Okay? Nothing complicated. Okay? Well, very simple. Okay? Now, that's what this Rashi is saying. Okay? Now, grab the Kudchap, a big nafkamin in this. Yeah? Kudchap, a big nafkamin in this. Because the Prima Gadim is Mesopic in Simon Yud Tes. He's got a punk, like just random, like a lot of Prima Gadim is what he's doing over there. He's Mesopic like this. I got you. Anyway, he's Mesopic like this. The guy starts shechting and he talks. What's it then? Does he have to make it another bracha or not? The guy makes a bracha on the shechita and he talks before he starts shechting, he has to make a new bracha.
He does that.
Yes, of course. Yeah. All brachas are mitzvahs. If you talk between the bracha and the sinas mitzvah, the scholas are mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. Okay? What if you started the mitzvah? Like Dikas Chametz. You made the bracha, you started checking. Yeah? And then you talk. What's halacha? You don't have to make a new bracha. Once you start the mitzvah, the bracha has what to be chal on, and meila, you don't have to make a new bracha. Over there, God says that you shouldn't talk. L'chatchila says the mechaber, taflam beis. Why? You shouldn't be mesir das. You shouldn't get distracted. You won't. If you're talking, you're not going to do a proper bedika. That's why you shouldn't talk. But mitzvah the bracha, it's a state in the mechaber. There's no problem. Okay. Mitzad Hefsik, there's no problem. So now, Claire the Primogodim, what's it then if a guy started shechting the Kana and then he talked? He's Masupik. Yeah? So what's the Safik? Is the Miyad Kam of the Kana, is that part of Shechita or not? If it's part of the Shechita, so I started the Shechita, and now I talk, it's not a problem. If the Miyad Kam of the Kana is not part of the Shechita, then I didn't do anything. It's as if I spoke between the Shechita, the Bracha, and the Aschol's Shechita, and I have to make a new Bracha. Primogodim and Simon Yotes, on the Mishbitzai Zog, Siv Cotton Hay, Primogodim is Mesupik about it. Medash, Anina Sapakni, Im Tovas Akonu Vadoi, Vishoch Mechza, Vasach. God have the Kanye spoke. Itzarak Lach Lavak, Mia Minon, Emsa Mitzvah ain't Tzarak. I do with Lohischel dying mitzvah, Chatzikana, Lav me the oven. Yeah?
Oh.
Why? Rashi says, we're going to, if the Mechir from Rashi, that she is a psul, that's not to break it up, it's a psul, so why does the pastor Lamed Kama? It doesn't break up. It's psul. It says Rashi, because the shechita has lav haschol shechita. Rashi says. Okay. So therefore, lechayra, through this Rashi, lechayra it's pasha that you should have to make another a new bracha.
How is he
going to
make a bracha in the middle of
shechita?
He's
going to
do
shechita. And she is kosher.
What's obviously better?
He has to make a bracha. What's obviously better? Why is obviously better? Why is obviously better? Nothing's obvious.
Why?
She in the Midah Kama is okay. Why is obviously better? Right. No problem. What's the problem?
According to Rashi, no problem.
We're going to Rashi. I'm reading Rashi. I'm saying, I see this Rashi that the Aschol Sashchita is, does not mid Kama. I'm saying, if you Rashi, it might be, besides to answer the Kasha from Lamed Beis, there's another for me in this Rashi, the Gabi Prim God Masafik. Okay? Truth of the matter is, it's not so clear what is the Prim God Masafik. What's the other side? What's the other side of Prim God that you don't have to make a new bracha? Is the other side because mid Kama is part of Shechita? Or since you started, you mean Isa and Shechita? I don't know. It's not clear. Anyway, the point is, I don't want to get stuck in the brachas right now. Main point is, the idea of Rashi, yeah, that's what's significant over here. It might be enough for me to get a bracha. The yisoid of Rashi is, the miyat kama of the kana is not Shechita. Okay, that's the big yisoid we see in this Rashi. Now, So as Gemara says, my love ba'if, and we see that shechita, if you're going with the shechita, we're good. If you're going with the shechita, we're good. Loi ba'behema, kolaymar. Ha, afil ba'behema kama. As Rashi is ba'varning, then why do we have to switch to behema? Why don't we just say, that goymer, either we're saying, gomra doesn't mean finish that simen. Gomra means you finish the shechita. So why do we have to jump to behema? We could stick to oif and say that gomra doesn't mean you finish the kana. Gomra means you finish the whole shechita. Yeah? Says, right? Which is interesting. Rashi is saying, Be'etzim, I'll give you a big fat climber over here. Yeah, I feel a bit. Dainu be'etzem, the Gemara could have. Well, what am I missing over here? The Gemara could have remained with Oiv, yeah, and when it says Gamrai, yeah, v'haisiv olav kol shu v'gamrai shpasuk sheira, it means he finished the shechita and he did the veshin also, right? So it's not a raya to Rav Nachman, yeah. Gagon lava gagar is kai ela kol shechita kai. So 1 second. Let's stop for a second. Yeah? That means that according to Rabbi Adda Bar Rava is a chiddush that he did shahia in the mid kama of the kana, that's not a problem. Right? That means the ba'atzem, that means it's muchach in Rabbi Adda Bar Rava. That it's muchach and rather ma'apel, if he's there, like we said before the whole time, that the shechita of the kana is bats and part of the shechita. Because what is the chiddush of Raisa? What is the chiddush of Raisa? What's the chiddush of Raisa? No. That's not the chiddush of Raisa. No. What is the chiddush of Raisa? Is Bryce is coming telling me about the Rav and Rav Nachman? No. Bryce is not here to tell me what Simon Yaptashach. That's us trying to figure out the Rechag of what we see from the Bryce. What is the Bryce trying to tell me? That Shib mid Kam of the Khan is not a Pesul, right? That's the Bryce is telling me. That is what the Bryce is telling me, right? Shachat, yeah? Shachat Chesig Agaris, Mishah, Kidei, yeah? It's not a problem, right? So tell me, Shav Mitkama the Veshet of the Khan is not a problem. So Lefi Rav Adda Bar Rava, yeah. And Rashi's Mabur, the bad son, the Brisa could be talking about, even if you're Rav Rava, could be talking about Oif. In Maskana. And when it says Gomra, it doesn't mean he finished the Khanah, it means he finished the Veshet, right? Okay. But then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? According to the Brava, Khan is nothing. Yeah? The Khan is nothing. LMI, so it's the chiddush that the Shia, the Miyat Kama, the Khan is not a problem for the Brava. LMI, it's Muchach, that the Khan is also, Shechita the Khan is also Shechita. The man is a chiddush. That shiv midkam is not a problem. Chiddush. Why not? You tell me why not? Huh? What does Rashi say? Why not? What does Rashi say? Why not? Rashi tells you. Rashi answers your question. Rashi says, "Shin dechatzik agaris la maschal shchitei." But this is all in Rav Adda Bar Rava. That means Shechitas Gageres is a Shechita. And not for the fact that the Chatzin Gageres is not as Chalos HaShechita, no, if you're Rav Adda, there'll be a Pesul Shechita. So it's Mukhav in this Rashi, in a very strong way. You say that we've been saying the whole time, but not just Lekula, that's not going to be considered that it was like you made a treif and then you shechted, but it'll be a gael chumroso. The khan is part of shechita, and the psul is shechita shayach in the khan of firada barava. And if not for the fact that tchilas that the mid kama is not shlomo, it's not part of shechita, then it would pass it because it's part of shechita. Shechita khan is part of shechita firada barava. El ma'ika the miyut kam is not part of shechita, it doesn't pass.
According to Rav Nachman, is the first half of the Gergeris considered part of the shechita?
No, for nobody.
What?
Why? That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Brisa says. You see for the Gemara. The Gemara first learned the Brisa like Rav Nachman, right? That doesn't change. But again, in the Gemara's the first draft of the Gemara was there's a right to Rav Nachman. I mean, according to Rav Nachman, It's good. Mar's not saying that. Mar's not saying. Mar gives a teretz for Rav and Rav, but the pashut on the Brayis is like Rav Nachman.
Oh, so he doesn't have to hold the first half.
Yes, he does, because the Brayis says it's kosher.
Maybe you only needed two vesha. Maybe he did both of them.
But he didn't. That's not what it says.
Why can't you say that?
Why can't you? You can say whatever you want, but the way the Gemara learned the Brayis, the pashut
on the. Learn the
Brayis
and Rav Nachman. Talking about oath, and he did both of them, and that's why it's kosher.
I need one mile.
He did gergers and veshet.
And if it was, why is it possible?
Because he did the veshet.
So what?
But you only need to do one.
But according to him, for sure the I understand you. If we're saying even fear in Rav Adam Rava. The shechita of the Khan is shechita kosher the fear of Nachman, and the zechbi of Pesulv. Don't tell the fear of Nachman that you did chalada in the Khan and then you did the vesh. It'll be okay because you did the vesh also. If it's true, the fear of Adam or Ava, kosher the fear of Nachman. Kosher the fear of Nachman. Yeah. Says the Gemara, so what did it say? Loi behema. My Gomra, Gomra l'shchita kula. This is interesting Rashi over here. The Gomra, yeah, Salgadaitach, the Gomra, Bahai, Kolshu, Sharei, Nishchadarayv. The Pekima Kamaisa, Kishleim Adami. Vikarayv Kamon. Very interesting lesson, right? What? What do you want? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's on the next one.
Yeah, it's on the next one. Yeah.
Wait. Fine. We'll wait for that. Now, Agban, our Gemara says, Shab me at Kama, what's it then? It's kosher. So from here, the Shach shries Chai v'kayam against the Bach and the Marshal. The Shach in Chavtal Adi Gimel brings down the Bach and the Marshal, and they say l'fi the Shittas that Hirgim Shlish v'Shachat Shnei Shlish. Okay, you did Agrama the first Shlish, and then you finished the Shchita. So l'fi the Shittas that has done the Sugya earlier. Which we didn't do, which maybe we'll get to eventually, actually, we'll see. There's Sugya Bagrama over there. So over there, there's the Shita of the Rajbis that Higim Shlish, Vishaka Shnei Shlish, is possible. Okay? Says the Bach, if Higrim is possible, then Kolshkein, Hichlid, and Shah. What? What? Why is it kolshkein?
Yeah.
Because by higim you could say higim is not. You didn't check higim. You checked in the place which is not shchita, right? So there. You know, one might have compared it more easily to chatzikana pogum, which is okay, right? Here. Is actually a psol shchita in the hichlid or shah is a psol. So meila the bach, that means after the mashal they say il pasul shah hichlid v'miyat kam of the kana is pasul based on the shita of the Rajva that higrim v'miyat kam higrim shlish v'shachas shlish is going to be pasul that. Comes the Shach screaming, it's against the Gemara, against the Braisa, you know, Feisha Braisa. That's Shachat, Chetzi Gageret, V'Shachat Eishchita, V'Gomra, Shudazak Shera, V'Gomra Shudazak Shera, Feisha Braisa, it's Kasha. Hello, what are you guys doing? And then, not only that, says the Shach, Punk Fakaret, even if he's the Rajbah, it says, that Higrim, Shlish, Vishakha Shnei Shlish is possible. But he's maida by the other psulim. Right? Why? Because he says, and this has to do with the sugya of the test. He says, but there is a svara. Why is that worse? Why is Higrim worse? Because by Higrim we say that the chiyas didn't go out with the roiv shechita. In other words, you shechted too high or too low. And now you went ahead and you finished, right, in the proper place. But, so the chiyas at 51% when the chiyas goes out, it went out not from makim shechita. Not even a makim shechita. Yeah? Because that grama was above or below. It's not a makim shechita. So the chiyas is not going out from makim shechita. Okay? So therefore, that's worse. Rosh Hagen over here, we did hichlid or shah or any other psul shechita. We did drasa. So now we get to, so the first 50% is nothing. You get to the 51%. Now, the whole chi is going out in a mokim shechita. Okay? And that's why it's okay. What? What shechita? Too much comment. What shechita?
The problem is going out.
Not shechita. No. It's not going out from mokim shechita. Not new shechita. No shechita.
What? It's
not part of shechita. It's not shechita.
What? Yesterday we had the run. Yesterday, well, we had a run yesterday, but the chi is going out with the treifas. What the shach is saying is very simple: the difference between higim shlish, the shachet shnei shlish, and hichlid shish, and shah shlish, and darash shlish, the shachat. There, when the chi is goes out at the 51% mark. It's going out from all that whole 51% is at least is a makom shechita. That's like chetzikon apagam. It's a makom shechita. Mashenk and higrim, there is not a makom shechita, and that's the problem. Okay, what? Now, so Meila, but it says a shach. It's against the Gemara. What are you guys doing? What's going on over here? Zokim kveger. Ayin shuv is rimagash. Sim mem aleph. Svir lady medina also shia mimiyat kama. The kind of Sarachim says with Kveger, okay, Shach, you're screaming at the Mashal, you're screaming at the Bach, they're all crying. The Mice, we have a Rishon, we got from the early Rishonim that says the favor is like them. So, with Sarachim, how do you do it with the Gemara? So, what's the Rimagash? So, I have a.
I only need one.
Oh, so Rima Gash, Rabbi Isai, he's good for going on the Gemara on Lamed Beis of what's the Gemara of Shav Mid Simanim. So he learns. Now we're talking about the Kana, not like other Shem. We're talking about the Veshet. Talking about the Kana. But not like Rashi that says we're talking about, yeah, the Mid Basra. He learns about the Mid Kamp. So Mid Kamp. That is Gemara Shail over there. Yeah, and by the Gemara Shail over there, so Mid Kamp. And we have it sad to say that it's possible. So what's the issue? What's the suffix? Right. The first half is simple that sins. Chetzikon apogam, here Moshe. Chetzikon apogam is okay. So may love you do she. It's also okay. Well, it's not worse than chetzikon apogam. Child, what is the other side? So some akharim want to say akharach the other side of rimagash is that it's worse. Shah is worse. Why? Because shah is a psul shechita. Gubo, we answer for Rashi that the reason why Shav Mikam is Rashi holds that Shia is a psul, but the only reason why it's not a problem is because the Mikam is not Shechita Bechal. But if it was Shechita, then there would be a problem, right? There would be a problem. So then, okay, we have Rimagash, it says it's not in the Gemara, the Shof Mid Kama is a problem. What would be that sad? The first thing what you'd want to say is, based on everything we said in Rashi, that no, he holds Tach like Rashi, that Shehiya is a psul, and he holds that the Mid Kama is considered Shechita, so Mela is a psul. That's why it's worse than Chatzakana Pogba.
Is Hagrama
psul
on its own, or it's only
psul? Well, I'm talking about Hagrama. I'm talking about the Shia. Okay? I'm talking about Shia. So the Rimagash has its side. Yeah, everybody said. The Shah of Amir Kama of the Kana is a problem. That's good for the Gemara Shia. Forget about how we deal with our Gemara. Okay? But the Gemara over there, yeah, has its side suffix to say that Shah of Amir Kama of the Kana is a problem. Al Karkach has to be a psul. Because if it's just breaking it up, okay, so breaking it up. So Dalmacha the first half the second half. What is it saying? There's no connection between the first half of the Shechita and the second half of the Shechita. Seder. I don't, what do I care? So fine, we'll drop the first half of the Shechita. So, but it's not worse than a Chatzikana Pogum. Yeah? There's a hole here. You're right, fine, there's a gaping hole over here, which is not connected to the rest of the Shechita. Yeah? Fine. And it was Chatzikana Pogum is also a gaping hole over here, and I could continue the Shechita, and it's fine. So if you break it up, the Chayr should be a problem. Right? Elamai, some of Chayr want to say, in the Rimagash, it's Mukach, that you have to hold that Shia, like Rashi, is a psul. And he also holds that the first half of the Shechita, the first half of the Kana is Shaykh the Shechita. Mela, it's Shaykh a psul. Because if he held it, was just breaking it up, then the Chayr is not worse than Chatzchan and Pagah. So the way to explain the Rimagash is to learn, hold that it's a psul. It's a psul. And I. It's a psul. So why. what about Chatzchan and Pagah? Why is it a psul? You have to say that it's in a mid comma. Right. Rashi says Mikama is not a Shechita Mekal. Rimgash will argue at that point Rashi's Mikama is not a Shechita, he'll hold it is a Shechita Mela, and he holds that she is a Psul Mela. That would explain the Tzad in the Rimgash that it should be possible. That's what one could have said. That's what the Sefer Shlitz Chulin says the Das the Rimgash. Now, that having been said, let's read the Rimgash. I think Rimgash and Fair is not like that. Okay? We have to explain the Rimgash. But the Rimagash of the Fair is not like that. Let's read the Rimagash. Okay? Shalash Shayah. That means the Gemara Lay. Mshachat, Mir Gageres. Yeah? There you go. Stole this thing. Shalash Shayah. Mshachat, Mir Gageres. Mshah. Mchaz, Mshachat, Ba Mir Acha. Vishlam Rubai Mau. Klaima. Imnach Shayah. Oise Mir Shashachat, Kaid Mashiach. Kilu Nifgam, Kaid Mashiach. Do we look at that first, the first part that you shechted? Yeah, before the Shehiyah. We look at it, that's just a pgam. It's as if, you know, it was eaten up by cancer. It's as if I came, it was already done. I'm coming to the Mir Basra, there's a big hole here, I'm cutting it. Who cares if I did it, or someone else did it, or it happened by itself, right? Yeah? So therefore, Vaisabal of Kalshu, the Gomrite, Shnasak Shera. What's the problem? Idilma. Here's the Idilma. This is the part we have to understand. Idilma Shah Mechatzikana Pogim Chamakim Oisechel Shachat. Oisechel Shachat. Laisha Baklam. There was no Shia. In the part that you shechted, there was no Shia. Where did you start shechting? From before the right. Mekan, Hine. Yeah. Says the Rimagash, what's the problem? Over here, I was mafsik in the Shechita, and right, first he says hifsik, and the problem is that each one by itself is not right. Right? Chayy saying lehedya. that breaks it up. He's not saying it's psul. He's saying it breaks it up, and male you don't have right. That's the problem. The problem is you don't have right. The problem is it's broken up. I have two mixed shechitas, which aren't connected, so I don't have a shechita. I don't have a shechita. That's what he says. That's what the man says. He doesn't say because it's psul. Even though it's not that it's possible, he doesn't say because she is a pais like we're saying in Rashi. He says, Lehendi, not like that. Lehendi, not like that. Lehendi says, it's because I broke it up, hipsik, and I have two parts. Yeah? And each one doesn't have right. So what's the hesber? Oh, so I was thinking maybe, that when the Sanhedrin Magash, that there was Chetzikon HaPogum, yeah, like your Magash says, that's not Shechita. Okay, so it's not Shechita, so it's a hole, and the Chetzikon HaPogum doesn't make it Trefa, no Trefa until the right, so fine, so I shechted, what I shechted was good, yeah. Hashem came, yeah, when I started shechting. Now I was kaveya that it's all shechita. I was kaveya by starting to shecht that there's a shechita going on even in the mid kama. I'm doing shechita. It's not that I'm coming to a kana that's chatzi pagam. No, I'm shechting the kana. Once you're shechting the kana, now it's not enough to say that when I go over the roiv, that's enough for the shechita. Now, once I'm shechting the kana, once I'm being conveyed that I'm shechting the kana, so now I need shechita's roiv. If I'm not shechting the kana, it's pagam. Yeah. Okay, my shechita only starts by the roiv, gezuntei. But, says the Rimagash, yeah, if I started shechting, so now I'm kaveya, this is the chiddush over here, I'm kaveya that I'm doing shechita of the whole kana, from the beginning. Right? Where Rashi says that schol is shechita, yeah, of the kana only starts by the roiv point, yeah, says Rimagash, no, it depends. If I'm starting the shechita before, then to me the shechita started before. That's the cause of machlokes over here. The shechita started before, and if the shechita started before, so now I need shechita b'rayv. I need shechita b'rayv. Memela, if I did a shah in the middle, it breaks it up. Like Rav Magash says, kolech me'main b'rayv simit. I need a shechita b'rayv simit. If there's a chazakhan apagum, then I don't have to. I'm not shechting. But once you're shechting, you have to shech right. Once I'm shechting the kana, the whole kana from the beginning, from the beginning, I'm shechting the kana, then you shech right. And if I do a shia, and shia is not a psul. It's not a psul. Shia is breaking it up. So what does that do? It breaks it up, so I don't have a shechita of right. That's the problem.
Why can't a shechita from the start, the other shechita, the shechita? Why can't? What's different between?
Because once I start the shechita, then the shechita over there.
Okay.
That samela. Once you start, you need shechita right. You don't have shechita right.
Okay, you don't have shechita right.
That's possible. You need shechita right.
You're right. Okay. The first
mission said. First mission of the parak. Right echad kemayu.
Wait.
Right echad bayit. You need right. You need shechita right. Elmai.
Which shechita are we talking about? First one or second? As in the first shechting before the shia or after the shia?
Everything together. It's one shechita. I need shechita right. Once I'm doing shechita, I need shechita right. And if I break it up, I don't shechita right. I have two separate shechitas. It was not shechita right. I need one shechita right.
And then with the kind of pugum, how are you
the second?
Because there it's not shechita. There the shechita only starts by the right. That's enough.
But once
that's because I'm not doing shechita on the beginning.
Why is it any worse than that kind of pugum?
Because once you do shechita, once you're shechting, then it has to be shechita b'rayv.
What? Does that mean once you're shechting?
Once he started shechting the kana, well, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and if
well,
I
maybe kavana, maybe the ma'isa, the kavana with the ma'isa. I don't know.
If I have kavana to do shechia, so I'm deciding that I'm not actually shechting now.
You are. You're shechting. You're
no, shechting. I stopped in the middle.
You're shechting though. You shechting, but it's a shechting, but you're not shechting with a break in the middle. You're shechting though.
Okay, so the first shechting wasn't a shechting. Sure.
It is a shechting. It's a shechting, but it's a shechting. But it's not a shechting of rayim.
Okay.
It is a shechting. Okay. It's not a shechting of rayim. And you have two shechtings, and neither of them has the rayim, male as possible.
Okay, so what if
that's the rim gashem.
What if one now does it, does the first half, and then he leaves because he doesn't want to do anymore, and a different person comes and does the rest?
Okay.
So the first one wasn't a shechita because he decided he doesn't want to shecht.
That wasn't a shechita. It was a shechita, but it was a mit.
Well, maybe it's a shechita. He decided
took a
he
knife,
didn't want to shecht.
He checked the knife on all sides, and he took a knife,
no,
and
he did. He
went like this, back
home
and forth, back. Okay, then said something else. That wasn't your case. That wasn't your case. You told me the first guy shechted. Then he stopped.
What if I cut it? Does that make it better if I say cut instead of shecht? Like, what's the gather?
If the gather is, if you're doing shechita, you're not doing shechita.
How do you decide that?
If he's doing shechita, he's doing shechita. If he's not doing shechita, he's not doing shechita. He decides. We had in what you call no Yemei Rucham that in Rashi says that Shab mid Kama mid Basra he puts in his das. The fact that his das was to shech the whole thing, that's what makes the mid Basra part of the Shechita.
Has
you ever
seen
so
that
you see das could be Kaveya?
Wait.
I don't know what you want. Oh, Rashi, what Rashi? Every part you want, I don't want. So? Not whatever you want. The first half is never part of the Shechita. But Rashi said that it's not Haskalah's Shechita, no matter what. He says, not Haskalah's Shechita. That's what Rashi says. Those are his words. You read. Not Haskalah's Shechita. Lav Haskalah's Shechita. You can't get clearer than that. Lav Haskalah's Shechita. The Rebbe Gash says, no, it is Haskalah's Shechita.
In the kana, it's like I'm confused. Why is it just because? Granted, your first shechita was definitely not a shechita because you didn't do rov.
And it's not a shechita.
No, I mean,
your whole shechita is not a shechita, right?
Okay, but why? Is
not your first shechita, not for the first shechita. It's one shechita. It's one shechita. There's two parts of your shechita, which is not a. You're shechting the kana from the beginning, and you don't have shechita, right? Okay. Oh, so there's a shayla. Aaron had an interesting question. Yeah. That in the Rabbi's side, the diglashin of the Rimagash. And he says, "Hine kol echad mehem ein by roivsin." Yeah. You shechted the shia, then you shechted to the roiv. Neither of them, you don't have roiv. What happens if you shechted? If you shechted 49%. And then you had Shia. Then you shechted the rest of the whole sinner. What would you say over there? You remember Gash?
Kosher, because it has rov.
What?
Kosher has rov.
Yeah, but it's already messed up.
Oh, the Shia is like this. The Shia is the Fila Rimagash, yeah? The Miyad Basra of the Kana, is that considered part of the Shechita? The Shechita, the Miyad Basra of the Kana, is that part of the Shechita, according to Rimagash?
If you read the chapter, right?
I'm asking this Miyad Basra of this Kana, is that considered part of Shechita? In Rashi, we said it's a Psul Shia, it's part of Shechita. Rimagash, that's what Rashi knows the Gemara. Shav Miyad Samana means the Miyad Basra. We said it's part of Shechita. The Rimagash doesn't look like Rashi. He learned that Shav Miyad Samana means the Miyad Kama. The Miyad Kama is part of Shechita. But so maybe if he doesn't look like Rashi, I wanted a taina. Making faces around. I want the taina. He holds that the mid basra is not part of Shechita. Why is he at the Gemara Shav mid kama? Why isn't it Shav mid basra? Okay, mid kama comes first. That's fine. But what? Elamai, in fact, he doesn't look like Rashi. I wanted a taina. That maybe we see that he holds that mid basra is not part of Shechita. If that's true, if he shechted 49%, did she, and now he shechted the rest. We don't say that he shechted the roiv in a simon. Yeah? Even though Lashon Rimagash said, Amen, roiv simon, maybe the deer.
No,
So Rav Abram one time this morning, maybe it's not a right. Maybe the reason why he doesn't like Rashi is because in the case of Rashi, there you shechted, you already shechted Rav. So now the Mir Basra is nothing. You ready shechted Rav. So then we're not going to say, so now you finish your Shechita. Yeah. So now we're not going to say that you can have a psul of Shia at the end. Yeah. But in our case, where you didn't shecht right? But here, you broke it up because the first part of the Miyad Kama, and the second part of the Miyad Kama was Shehiya, and the Mugash says it breaks it up. Now, Kenzain, maybe it's Amukha. Maybe the deer, Aaron's deer, could be true. And when it says they don't have kol echad roiv, but if you shechted a shlish, or 49%, and now you shechted the rest, can zayn, if that's enough, that you shechted the whole, you shechted roiv this time.
If the beginning of the shechita is considered shechita, so it shouldn't, even if you do rove after, it shouldn't help. It's already, you did shechita in that.